The Iron Game Chalk Talk Podcast is brought to you by the following sponsors: EliteForm.com, IgnitionAPG.com, PlayUSA at PlayUSA.com, and Sorinex Exercise Equipment at Sorinex.com. And now, the Iron Game Chalk Talk Podcast. Welcome to Iron Game Chalk Talk with your host, Ron McKeefer.
Every time our athletes walk into this weight room, they're going to be pushed to the max.
Let's go! Let's go! Everything you got!
On this podcast, hear Coach McKeefer's straight talk about training, featuring the top strength and conditioning professionals from around the world. And now, here's your host, Ron McKeefer.
Hey guys, welcome back to Iron Game Chalk Talk. I'm your host, Ron McKeefer, and this is episode number 118. Iron Game Chalk Talk is a weekly podcast where I bring you experts in the field to talk shop. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube, or join the mailing list at ronmckeefer.com to stay up to date with the latest guests and anything else that I have going on. This week, excited to have Kristen Schumann with us. Kristen is the head strength coach at Idaho State University. She had just recently got the position. She's a phenomenal strength coach. And, you know, we talk about her journey, how she's been able to, overcome some of the stigmas associated with young female strength coaches leading specifically football programs, and how she's overcome that, how she's transitioned in and out of academics and really utilizing what she's learned on both, and how she's been able to really develop her craft in both areas and how it's benefiting her athletes and tons more. And we get into some great stuff. So it's a great episode. Know you're going to enjoy it. Before we do, we want to make sure we recognize all of our sponsors. We got Sorinex.com, EliteForm.com, IgnitionAPG.com, and of course, PlayUSA.com. And, I can't say enough about all of our sponsors, but specifically Play and just for all of us that have gone to these conferences and seen the growth that Play has had in the last couple of years, but specifically this year, it's really cool to see and be a part of in a small way, and just seeing what they're doing now internationally is encouraging, and it's a really cool deal. They just recently launched playhard.com, which is their blog. You got Matt Hickman, former strength coach, that's their performance director now, that's heading up the charge, and will be bringing content on a weekly basis. And so make sure you bookmark that, playhard.com, and I know he's going to bring some great information to everybody. So excited to see where they take that. If you're not following them on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, make sure you check them out as well, because they're some great installs. Wake Forest Baseball just recently, on and on and on. So if you're in the market for flooring, there's not a product that's better, but reach out to Brett and Rich and the gang there. And definitely take a look at what they got going on. And like I said, they'll do it the right way. So can't say enough good things about Play. Also, been trying to get this out for a while. Finally, the release date has been set for September 1st this year. This website should be live by then, CEOstrengthcoach.com. But you're welcome to check it out and download a free chapter or go ahead and order it on Amazon on September 1st. But it's just been a passion project of mine and been a goal ever since way back when. I think I wrote some goals out at 13 years old, and writing a book has been one of those. And so excited to bring this to you. It's something that we've talked a lot about on the show. I really think it's hitting the market kind of at a great time for what everybody's kind of asking the same questions. And so really think that everybody will get a lot out of this. Hope that you enjoy it. Check it out on Amazon.com or Kindle on September 1st. Don't want to take any more time. Want to get to Kristen. Sit back and enjoy, and we'll see you on the other side. All right, guys, welcome back to Iron Game Chalk Talk. Excited to have an Eastern Michigan alumni strength coach, Kristen Schumann, with us. Kristen's the head strength coach at Idaho State, and
You know, we great story. Want to definitely dive into that, but excited to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. This is awesome.
Chris, you know, you got kind of a unique story and a journey, you know, so let's dive into that. All the way going back all the way to your days with our good friend Jim Cabasso to now being the head strength coach there at Idaho State.
Yeah, it's been a long road, but it's been a good one. I graduated from Eastern Michigan in 2008 with my bachelor's in exercise science. I wasn't a college athlete, but I did play volleyball and I swam in Dove in high school. And I always loved athletics. I wanted to be involved in it, and that's why I went after the degree I went after. When I was there, I thought I wanted to be an athletic trainer, and I kind of got into that side of things and realized that was not for me. And I thought, man, I'm 3/4 of the way through this deal, and now what am I going to do? So I got the great opportunity to sit down and talk with Jim Cabasso and hopefully get an internship at Total Performance, which was really competitive at the time. And luckily I got it. Jim must have saw something in me then that I didn't realize I had yet. And he gave me the opportunity to come in and be a strength coach in his facility. And it was probably the best opportunity that I got. It was a very short opportunity, but a really great one. I worked with everyone from youth to professional athletes. Got some exposure to the Detroit Lions and, you know, just high-level elite athletes. And then I knew right then that these are the kind of people I want to be around, these really active, really, you know, determined athletes. And went from there. I knew I wanted to be at the higher age level, working with little 10-year-olds. I knew, again, was not for me. So I wanted to go the collegiate realm. So I did. I got another opportunity at the University of Detroit Mercy, and I was an intern over there for a year, and did go over there. I worked with Nick Wilson. He's another mentee of Jim Cabasso. So, again, just the two guys that I originally got started with were just phenomenal and really just gave me all of the opportunities that I needed to really grow and educate myself and realize that this was the spot for me. So spent a year there and realized that I needed more than a bachelor's degree to kind of get the job that I wanted to get, and started looking for graduate assistantships, and I secured one out here in Idaho. So I've been living in Pocatello, Idaho for the last 6 years, going on, 6 years. Feels like 10, but it's a great place. Slower pace of life, but it's good. I came out here and got my master's degree. I was a grad assistant here for 2 years, and the guy that I worked under here gave me some really awesome freedom. I got to run all of the women's side of our programs. We have 13 Division I collegiate programs, but we only have 4 men's programs.
Wow.
So my side was a lot larger. He obviously took care of football then. I helped a little bit, but I ran my side of things, and it was great. I've had freedom. I could educate myself. I could educate my athletes. I had full control. Not a lot of things that graduate assistants get. I really got to spread my wings as a strength coach and really learn and develop ideas and see how things really played out and worked and didn't work, and got to alter some things. So did that for a couple of years. Again, in the journey of things, I wanted to pursue my doctoral degree, so I did. I left the weight room. I moved over to the academic side of things here at Idaho State, and I've, for the last 4 years, been the human performance lab coordinator and a grad assistant over there as well while I was doing my coursework. So again, I went from the applied side to the very much clinical side of what we do, and got the great experience of teaching exercise physiology and anatomy and phys and biomechanics, which is exactly what we do in here. So, and running the lab, I got to test athletes. I got to test VO2 max and anaerobic power and body composition in a clinical setting, and just really got the more formal education that I had gotten as an undergrad, but really in depth as a doctoral student. So did that for the last 4 years. Right now I'm in dissertation mode, so I'm almost done with that. Finishing that up, which is quite quite the project. Yeah. And this job opened up. The person that was in this position was let go, and I applied for it, and I received it. So I have just recently been named the Director of Strength and Conditioning in charge of all 13 divisional and collegiate sports here at Idaho State.
That's awesome. So it's not like you have anything going on right now. You got 13 sports pretty much by yourself, and you're finishing your dissertation. So, I mean, it's got to be like you got all kinds of free time, right?
Yeah, I'm a
part. There's a bunch of things that I want to dive into there. You know, one of which is, you know, you kind of go back to, and this is such a powerful statement that you made, but the role we have as mentors to younger coaches is huge. And so you go back to saying, you know, Jim Kielbasa saw something in me that I didn't necessarily see in myself. You know, that's got to resonate with you, that you kind of feel like you have an obligation to kind of turn around and do that for, you know, members of your staff to some degree. And I know that's the case with me, Mark Kostanovich, and Tim Maxey, and Chip Morton, and, you know, the guys that I've, you know, learned from. You know, I feel like I have to give back tenfold just so I can have earned that education that I got from them. Talk a little bit about how you plan. I know right now, and we got to get into the staffing of things, but kind of how you plan to implement that into your program.
Yeah, I do know that there was a lot of hard work that came with where I was and where I am. But again, without that opportunity from Jim, this would never be. So yeah, I want to pay that back 100-fold if I can. One of the things that I really stressed when I was trying to get this position and even just coming in recently, I want to build a department. I want to build coaches. I want to have people learn and educate themselves and learn from me and, you know, be able to grow and expand and go other places and say that they were here and be proud of that. You know, that's something that I'm very proud of. I'm proud of where I came from, where I got developed, where I really felt that love for this field. And, you know, a lot of that came from Jim and Nick. And I want that for everybody that I encounter that's interested and involved in strength and conditioning, because that's why we do this. But, you know, we want to make better athletes. We want them to be, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, more agile, more balanced, more everything. But really, we love this field. We wouldn't work 16 hours a day by ourselves with 13 teams for nothing, you know.
Right.
I mean, we don't get paid hourly. So, you know, there's a love for it that comes with that. And I for sure plan, hopefully, to do the best I can to repay that.
With 13 sports and just being by yourself right now, and obviously it's a summer, so I would imagine that some of those sports are home and whatnot. But you know, how are you planning on managing, you know, schedules and you know, and being able to turn around and give as much attention to each and every sport as you possibly can, especially when you know I think you said you maintain soccer and some of the other sports while going to the other side. So they're used to getting 100% of you. Now it's going to be like you get like 5% of me, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenge, but, you know, that's again why we're here. We're obviously up for the challenge. So I do have a couple of volunteer interns this summer, a couple of guys that have been really great. They've taken care of the basketballs for me as I've come in. I've just recently gotten hired in the past couple of weeks. So, again, they've been spending their time and their energy and their love for this field doing that, taking care of them. And one of them is going to stay on with me in the fall. He wants to be a strength coach. He's a good designer program, and he'll be with me as well. So I do have a little bit of staff coming in, a little bit of part-time situation going on, and a couple of tuition waivers that I'll be able to offer in the future. But yeah, it's just going to be a balancing act. Scheduling has been my priority since I got here day one, getting everybody in a time slot and making sure that everybody has that time to get into the weight room and do what they're going to do. And yeah, it's just going to be a fun fall.
No doubt. So, you know, obviously, you mentioned, you know, being on the clinical side of things a little bit, and this is, you know, I mean, you're like a month into the job, but, you know, how do you anticipate blending the two? You know, I mean, I think that's something that I've talked about on the show quite a bit is, you know, especially with our, you know, with our Olympic sport countries and how they've taken kind of a high performance model where really science drives the training versus maybe here in the States, it's more kind of coaches driving the training. You know, you've been on the other side, you've done VO2 maxes. I mean, is it a situation where you feel like you're going to get your entire football team in and do a VO2 max, or, you know, how do you plan on blending the two?
Yeah, luckily that side also wants to keep a hold of me a little bit, so to add to my already dwindling time, I will still be the human performance lab coordinator over there. I plan on utilizing that lab and doing as much research as I can. I'm a very research-driven person. Obviously, the doctoral degree goes without saying, having to look things up and, you know, full dissertation mode is just like complete library time, but I plan on getting our athletes in there. I do think it's possible. In the spring, I actually got to get a very large percentage of our guys into the hydrostatic tank that we have, which takes a little bit of time, but again, with scheduling and just time management, it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I plan on utilizing all of the fun tools over there and having it help our teams looking for, you know, you don't want to look for deficiencies, but that's what we see sometimes from lab testing. We see weaknesses, we see strengths, and we can then pinpoint some things that can really help us in some certain areas and go that extra little bit. So some of our teams have already been in that lab over the past couple of years. I've been the strength coach for softball for the last 3 years, and they've been in and out of the lab consistently.
Right.
So soccer, we're going to get in there a little bit. Football is the hard one. They're so big, but we do our body fat testing here. I do it for them. So nothing that really needs to be done in the lab unless we kind of get them in the tank. But I foresee all of the teams utilizing the lab space. I think it's one of the stronger points of me as a candidate for this job. I think when they saw that coming in, they were all really excited about it because that's physiological data. That's, we can show them that. We can show them what they're capable of. You know, running an athlete 2 miles is great for progression, for looking for the retest, but does it really show us anything physiological about the athlete?
Right.
No, it doesn't. So that VO2 max number is ideal. Seeing it compared to a set of norms, showing them exactly where they fall and where they classify is, that's important to coaches. And so I plan on trying to utilize that to the fullest.
Sure.
I have full access still. I might as well take advantage. So.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, you know, it's not the most common thing seeing a female strength coach in charge of football, you know, and so I'm sure that's presented its own set of challenges and you know, things that, you know, just intricacies, you know. I mean, it's not like you can go run into the locker room and grab a guy, you know, and say, hey, come on, you know. But what have been the biggest challenges that you've kind of faced, you know, and it's still early, I get that, but, or that you anticipate facing, and then kind of what's your plan or how have you addressed those?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. I haven't really foreseen much of it yet. Like you said, it's still early. What I do foresee is that typical comment of, well, what does she know? She's a girl. You know, she's never played football. Well, no, obviously I've never played football. But I know a whole lot about the human body, and I know a whole lot about the game of football. So when I put those two things together, I think that my education and my skill as a strength coach is going to really shine because I know the things that they need. Pair with that I know the program. I've known it for the past 6 years, so I know the deficiencies in it too. And all of that together is going to make me really successful here. Add in that our guys are very, very driven. They came pretty close last year with a second place tie, the best they've finished in the Big Sky since 2003. These guys are ready. They're ready to go. every day they come in, every day they're ready. And I have no doubt that on game day that they're going to be just as ready, if not more. So I don't foresee a whole lot of challenges, really. I have a great group of guys. I have a very supportive administration and coaching staff in the football area and in other areas as well. But I just foresee some hard work. I think they're doing great so far. We've had a great summer. We're right in the middle of week 7, so next week is our last week together, and they start their preseason pretty soon after that. And things have been good. I really have no really negative things to say about it. I'm going to get those naysayers. I'm going to get the haters. They're going to come out eventually. But you know what? All I need is the respect of my athletes and just to keep pushing. I mean, I think I've provided them a great base for the past 8 weeks, 7 weeks. And, you know, I just want to keep pushing. I just want to keep going. You know, don't look at this. Just listen to the words and, you know, and we'll all be good. But again, like I said before, I think that a lot of them recognize me from the lab side. So
right.
I don't think they question my knowledge on things. I think that they pair that with, oh, wow, she's a coach too. And then when we get in the weight room, it all kind of comes together and it all makes sense to them, because not only is it the scientific knowledge, but then I've got the motivation and the drive and the push and the I never stop. So pair those two things together and we've been good so far.
Well, that's what it ultimately comes down to. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to mentor lots of coaches, and I've had several our female strength coaches go on to be head strength coaches in different places and things. And, you know, my message is always the same, is that passion and intelligence and education is ultimately what it comes down to. And if you have pure passion and you show the athletes that you care more than anybody in the world about them, they'll respond. And you're obviously doing that there, and not just with the athletes, I'm sure, but with the coaches. And you're right. I mean, there's going to be people that come out and say whatever they're going to say, but you know what you're capable of, and you know what you know you're doing, and your athletes know that. I think I think with that, you know, there's a huge obligation. You probably feel it to some degree, where you're pioneering kind of. You know, I mean, there's not too many female head football strength coaches, you know, and so there's opportunity there to really kind of champion the gender debate per se. But at the same time, I mean, you're probably, you know, again, you don't have anything else going on, so you can take that right on up and get going, I'm sure. But, you know, what kind of advice would you give, you know, young female strength coaches that are getting in the field that, you know, hey, I want to be the first NFL head strength coach, or I want to be at a major program, or, you know, I want to take over a major basketball program, men's basketball. What's the advice? How would you tell them to, you know, what is step one in that process?
Oh man, there's so many steps. There's so many things. Just like you said, you know, education is so key. I mean, it really is. Me being able to communicate with my athletes, you know, the girls, obviously, for me, are a little bit easier. They're more relatable. The guys, again, they want me to show them something. They want me to prove it in a way. So, you know, just leading by example is part of it. You know, being able to do the things that they do, you know, showing proper technique through example, you know, getting them to realize why it benefits them. Why does it benefit their position? Why will it make them better? What are we actually training? You know, everybody knows when you're doing a bench press, you're training the chest, but what are you really doing when you're doing, you know, agility drills or, you know, small little foot fire drills or speed ladders or something, you know, just explaining things to them in a way that makes them buy in so that they realize, oh, wow, this is going to translate. This is going to go beyond this and really help me. But just being approachable, being able to communicate, you know, there are guys in our program that know themselves really well. They know their bodies. They know what works. They know what doesn't work. They're obviously much more kids that need more coaching than others. But just being able to communicate with those guys and making sure that they're doing the right things in the right order, the right progression, the right way. You know, I'm a pretty basic strength coach. I'm not huge on tons of variety. I think it's really important to have a very strong base strength, and then you start to get into those ancillary, you know, really crazy, let's put them at a weird angle, let's do this. But you've got to have a base strength to do that. You can't just toss a kid out there in a 3D lunge matrix with 50-pound dumbbells and expect them to do it properly or not tear an ACL. So, you know, getting them to understand that and not jump into those crazy exercises when they have the choice. I like to give them choice sometimes. Right. Like I said, variety is not my battle. Progression and individualization, those are my battles. But if you want to do, you know, a different modality for the pack, then okay, let's just make sure we're getting that area. Again, as long as we communicate and I know what you're doing and you know what to do, we can talk all day.
Sure.
So, but, you know, just keep... And vice versa, strength coaches, any male or female, you know, it's a lot of hard work. I mean, I took a different path than most. Most people volunteer intern or intern in a couple places for free. You know, I luckily didn't have to do that. But no discredit to them or myself. There's a path that you're going to have to take. And if this is really the job that you want, if this is the field you want to be in, unfortunately, there are some sacrifices that come with that.
Absolutely.
I didn't have to be broke for a lot of years like volunteer interns do sometimes, but man, those student loans are rolling in now. So, you know, it evens out. I mean,
yeah.
Either eat ramen noodles now or later. So,
I agree.
You got to decide which time frame you're in. So,
well, I think I couldn't echo and agree with you more in that, you know, you've got to become qualified. You know, when you qualify yourself and then you have passion and you support that with just a radical commitment to the athlete, it's gonna pay off and it's gonna pay dividends. It doesn't really matter where it's at. And I another piece of advice that I typically give any of our coaches, really, you know, but, you know, especially our female coaches, is that, you know, it's, you know, just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean it can't be done. But just like with anything, just like when we first started creating strength and conditioning jobs, you had to kind of create a job out of thin air. And so that took kind of some ingenuity, some creativity, and putting performance lab, you know, coordinator and, you know, doctoral student and this all together, you know. And so there's lots of avenues with that now, the sports science avenue and the nutrition avenue and, you know, obviously in the lab and things along those lines. Those are all ways that you can break barriers, and then once you break barriers, then it's all your will. I mean, it's just what you can do with what you have. You know, if you're a good coach, you're a good coach. So I couldn't agree with you more, and hopefully that everybody's taking that away that's listening as well. But, you know, it's late in your day, and it's late in my day. I want to get you out of here, but what are some, you know, we always end the show with some resources here. So give us the best piece of coaching advice you've ever received.
Stick to the basics. It's got to be the best one. Straight out of Jim Calvasso's mouth. Stick to the basics. Don't be fancy. And it's true. I mean, things don't change. We don't reinvent the wheel. You know, we're not doing it every day. We're just taking things and putting them in different orders and making decisions based on the type of athlete we have. You know, I mean, it's pretty standard if you're in this field. You know, you're not making stuff up. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a basic person. Let's get things done,
you know. You're going into the interviewing process here. You know, you're going to be adding some staff members and things like that. What's a question you plan on asking to really kind of separate? I mean, you know, different school. I mean, at this point now, you put a job on a job list and you're going to get 300 resumes. You know, how are you going to decipher through that and ask the question that's going to get to their core?
Yeah, this is going to be a fun process because this is one I've been on a hiring committee in the academic side, but being the actual person that has a lot of say in the decision is going to be a lot of fun. I want to know what the end result is. I want to know what the end goal is for them, because I think that was one thing I do take from my very first experience when I walked into that room with Jim. You know, he that was one of the things he asked was, what's the end result? And my answer was, you know, I don't know, but I want to be here now. So
I was going to say, be the head strength coach at Idaho State, right? You nailed
yeah,
it, right?
I had no idea. I mean, if you'd asked me 10 years ago if I didn't have a doctoral degree and be the director of a strength program in charge of football, I'd have told you you're crazy. But, you know, I just want to know how passionate they are. I want to know, I don't want to be a stepping stone. I want to be a facilitator. You know, I know everybody wants a job eventually in some capacity, in some place, but, you know, I want them to care about this program for now. I want them to help me help these athletes right now. And, you know, if that takes them somewhere else eventually, great. That's what I want. But I really want to know about them. I want to know why. I want to know how. I want to know. I just want to know that they're a right fit for me. And I want to be able to match philosophies. I want to be able to have conversations. I want to be able to educate each other. I don't want to be fighting battles with somebody that thinks in maybe a completely different way than I do. I want to make sure that our personalities mesh, and, you know, we don't have to be best friends, but we've got to be able to work together. And, you know, that's important to me, to be able to match things. And, you know, if I see something and I tell them, I want them to be able to take it. And if, you know, maybe they see something and I didn't catch it, I want them to be able to tell me as well. You know, but I just want to be able to exchange good thoughts and good ideas and educated decisions, and to have a little bit of skill coming in. I think that's important as well.
Absolutely.
I did lift in high school, so when I did go for my interview with Jim, I had an idea of what I was getting into. The program design and things like that all came after, but I knew what I wanted. I knew it was a field that I was interested in, and that's what I want out of my applicants.
Yeah, absolutely. You're in dissertation mode, so you probably just got nose deep in research, but, you know, give us a book, app, and website recommendation.
Man, my favorite book is a really old one. It's called Dinosaur Training. I've read this book so many times. One of the first books that ever got handed to me, not by Jim, but way back in the day, and I love it. It's just simple. It's so basic. It's so simple. These are the things you do. You train hard. I mean, it's yeah. not that, you know, we get so caught up in these little fads that come along. And I'm not saying it's bad to educate yourself. It for sure is great to educate yourself and to pick those things apart. But, man, this book is just so standard. It's so old school. I love it. So Dinosaur Training is my book. My website, I'll give a nod to Jim in this. He's got a website called Maximum Football Training, and it's helped me a lot, especially coming into a brand new sport. Like I said, I never ran football before. I had some experience with it as an assistant and as a grad assistant, but Maximum Football Training is a great website for any level, from high school. Even youth football could probably use it, with altering how they use percentages and things, but it's a great template. It really is. It gives you some ideas. It gives you options. It gives you different workouts and things like that. And it's all right there for you. So that'd probably be my website. And what was the other one?
An app.
Oh, man, I'm not a big app person. I'm an Android user, so I'm really not a big app person. But I know there are some good ones out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a big person.
That's good. Well, like I said, I mean, you're doing a phenomenal job, and obviously, you know, they feel that the same thing, and what's cool about your story is that, you know, here's a university that's at every step of the way has been like you're not going anywhere, you're gonna stay right here, and you're gonna do this, and then you're gonna do this, and then you're gonna do this, and that's what people do when you're good. You know, and they keep, you know, they keep building you and growing you. And sometimes you're not quite ready for the next opportunity, but you know you've created foundations along the way that support that opportunity. And so, just like with any strength coach, you know, jumping into a new situation, there's the peaks and the valleys and the things that you You're going to make mistakes and all that, but then, you know, it's one of those things that ultimately, your value that you've shown, far outweighs because of your passion and your education and your radical commitment. And so that's awesome to see with that. And it's cool talking to you. Yeah. It's a cool story. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for, you know, the opportunity to go into a situation and build a department from the ground up. Everybody, you know, you can go to Tennessee where there's 20 plus strength coaches, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, just move that weight to the right 2 feet, you know. But go in a place where there's not anything in place and create structure and create a system, and that's the fun process, you know, and so I'm excited for you.
This has been such a great opportunity, and even like you just said, you know, my contacts, my networking here at Idaho State has been phenomenal. Everybody from athletics to the sports science and physical education department, I mean, everybody is just so supportive of this, and, you know, without that kind of support, this doesn't happen. You know, coming in, being able to move equipment, and I can move anything I want, I can get rid of anything I want. I mean, it's just great. They're so ready. They're just ready for me to utilize the knowledge that I have and to really kind of expand the program and really build a department. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, I want, like I said earlier, I want to make coaches. I want to make coaches that can say that they were here and be proud of this experience and take interns from that program and teach them stuff and get people interested in strength and conditioning. I know at Eastern Michigan, there's a huge group of exercise science students that are interested already in strength and conditioning. I'm sure you get interns all the time that want to, you know, be in that weight room, and you have to pick and choose who you want, you know. But here, a lot of our kids are physical therapy students or pre-med, or, you know, they go different directions, and I really want to build that fire and really create that and have them start coming to me. I want to be able to pick who it's over here, you know, and instead of having it be, okay, well, you're the only two or three that are interested, you know, so I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope that happens over the next few years. So.
There's no doubt that it will. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk. Thanks to this week's guest, as well as our sponsors, for bringing this episode to you for free. Make sure to check out ronmckeefrey.com, where you can join our mailing list, find the show notes, including all the links and resources mentioned, and information about Coach McKeefrey's other products. While you are there, please join Coach McKeefrey in the comments section thanking our guest for sharing. If you haven't subscribed to Iron Game Chalk Talk on YouTube or iTunes yet, make sure to do so. Comments, ratings, and reviews are always welcome. Coach McKeefrey can be found on Twitter at @rmckeefrey. On Facebook and YouTube at @ron.mckeefrey. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back next week for another great episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk.